It was in the summer of 1900. Cornelius McGillicuddy, or as we've come to know him, Connie Mack, was the manager of the Milwaukee team in the Western League. Now, his team was in first place, but it was a battle to stay there, and he needed one more pitcher. He needed a good left-handed pitcher. Now, anybody who knows about left-handed pitchers, they're always a little bit off angle. They always do things a little different, a little strange. They're sometimes hard to come by, and Mr. Mack, as he was known, needed a good left-handed pitcher. So when he came to Pittsburgh to play a game, he heard that up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, there was a guy playing town ball by the name of Rube Waddell. Now, Rube Waddell, as by his name you know, was a country boy. He was a country boy who could play baseball. He was a big, tall fellow, 6'3", had sort of rounded shoulders and long arms, and they said he could throw a fastball, and his fade, what we know as a curveball today, was the best anyone had seen. Now, there were some problems. He was known to do some strange things. Like one day, he was playing in a game that he was being paid to play. He was on the mound, and he was just about to throw a pitch when the fire wagon went by down the road. He walked right off the mound, ran off that field, went over, climbed on the wagon, went down to help put out the fire. Left the game, just like that. They said one other day, he was going to the game, and he hadn't quite made it there when he saw some boys playing ball. And he stopped and started to play ball and completely forgot about the game he was being paid to play. They said that Rube Waddell was a little bit off balance. But oh, he did have that fastball. And so Mr. Mack, he went up to Punxsutawney to see if he could sign him. Well, story goes, he arrived in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania on a hot day in July of 1900. Went down the street and found the hotel, went into the hotel and got himself a room, and when the bellhop came to carry his bag up, he gave him an extra dollar, and he told him to go down and find Rube Waddell and tell him that Mr. Mack was looking for a pitcher. So it was done. Mr. Mack went up to his room, went in, and he sat down, and it was a hot day, so he took off his bowler hat and put it on the dresser, and he sat down in the only comfortable chair in the room. Now, if you had taken a look at Mr. Mack that day, you wouldn't have thought him a baseball manager, because he always wore a fine dark suit, a white shirt, a starched collar and a tie, and he had that fancy hat, always had that hat nearby. Well, there he sat waiting for his pitcher. 2, 3, 4 hours passed by, and finally, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Mr. Mack hears, Mr. Mack calls, "Come in." Door opens up, and in steps Rube Waddell. 6'3", big shoulders. He's wearing a pair of old denim pants and a plaid shirt. And he looks in and he says, "Howdy, Mr. Mack. I hear you're looking for a pitcher. I'm the best darn pitcher of baseball in all of Pennsylvania." Mr. Mack looked over and he said, "Well, George," he knew that he didn't like that name, Rube. "George, I hear you're a pretty good pitcher. That's true. Now, would you like to come out to Milwaukee and prove that to me?" "Oh, Mr. Mack, I'll be happy to do that for you. But hey, you're not going to get my services for nothing. You want me to go out there and play ball? You want me to play ball? You're going to have to give me a fancy suit like that one you're wearing. I want a suit just like that one. And a shirt and a tie and that hat. That hat sitting over there, you get me one of those hats. That's what I want." Mr. Mack looked around and he said, "All right, George, I think I can handle that. I'll get you a fine suit." "Well, Mr. Mack, that's not enough. That's not going to get you off the hook. You want me to pitch. You see, sir, I've been playing ball here for about 3 months, and I've been playing cards down at the pool hall. And I've run up a bet. I suppose my debt must be over $100. If you want me to play ball, you're going to have to pay off that debt." You can see Mr. Mack look around, and he
reached into his pocket, took out his wallet, and he started to count the money, and he said,
"All right, George, I'll pay off your debts. Now, is that all?" "Oh, no, Mr. Mack, that's not all. No, sirree, not quite. You see, I had a bet with a feller, and I won this bet, and I won myself a hunting dog. Feller lives over in Butler, Pennsylvania, and he sent it over here, COD. It's down in the train station. I ain't had the money to go down and get that dog out of the train station. You're going to have to pay for that dog and find some place for him to stay." So Mr. Mack, he looked around and he said, "All right, George, I'll take care of the dog. I'll take care of your debts. We'll get you a suit. Is that all?" "Yes, sir, Mr. Mack, that's it. Come on, let's go." So Mr. Mack got up and he walked out of the room, started down the hallway, got over to the end of the hall, when he noticed that Rube wasn't following behind. He turned around and he said, "Why, George, now what are you doing back there?" You could see Rube walked out into the hallway and he was reaching into his pockets and he said, "Doggone it, Mr. Mack, it's my watch. I pawned it last week down at the pawn shop. I can't go out to Milwaukee and play baseball without that watch. I'll never get to the game on time." So Mr. Mack just shook his head and said, come on, let's go get it." So they said that day, Mr. Mack walked down the main street of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. He stopped in the pawn shop and paid off that watch and got it for him. Then he went down to the pool hall, paid off the debts. They went down to the train station and got that dog, paid off, and then found somebody to take care of, and then went down to the best department store in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and bought the best, fanciest suit for that pitcher in all of Pennsylvania. And they said, "You know, George Edward Rube Waddell went out to Milwaukee that summer, and he won 10 games for Mr. Mack." And you know, they won the league that year, and they did so good. They were so successful that Mr. Mack was called here to Philadelphia. Called to Philadelphia to start a new team called the Philadelphia White Elephants. We've come to know them as the Philadelphia Athletics, they were, and of course today they're known as the Oakland Athletics. But at that time they were called the Philadelphia White Elephants, and Mr. Mack became the manager, and he managed that team for over 50 years. And you know, if you go up to Cooperstown, you go into that Hall of Fame, and you walk down where they have the bust of all the members of the Hall of Fame, you'll find one for Mr. Mack. He's there. And if you walk just down the way, just a little bit, you'll find George Edward Rube Waddell. Yes, sir. He made it to the Hall of Fame because he came to Philadelphia with Mr. Mack, and he pitched, and for 4 years in a row, he won over 20 games. And he is a Hall of Fame.